Agencies in Syracuse that provide services to vulnerable residents are finding that they themselves might be vulnerable to severe cuts in funding under President Trump's budget blueprint. WAER Scott Willis reports it appears to be the latest dip on the roller coaster of federal support.
Executive Director of Meals on Wheels of Syracuse, Mason Kaufman, knows the massive increase in military spending has to come from somewhere. But the question is, where?
Why Meals on Wheels program, who are already struggling with the funding that's provided through the government through the past decade?
He estimates at least 30 Onondaga County seniors are already on a wait list because federal funding hasn't kept pace with the increasing need to serve healthy meals to a growing, aging population. Kaufman says it's a matter of paying now or later.
Many more malnourished seniors. We're going to see increases in chronic illness. We're going to see more hospital admissions, longer hospital stays, more nursing home placements. And that's going to cost us health care and Medicaid dollars far more than what the cuts are going to be.
Meanwhile, low-income residents who need a lawyer might have a much harder time finding representation. Dennis Kaufman is Executive Director of Legal Services of Central New York, which includes the Legal Aid Society. He says about a third of their $6 million budget would be wiped out under Trump's spending plan.
The state has taken a look at what percentage of people they think that we could help throughout the entire state, and it's probably only about a third right now of the people who are eligible for our services, who are actually receiving services from us. So this would just put it in the reverse.
Kaufman says just the prospect of cuts is making some lawyers on the team very nervous.
We're afraid that now some very good lawyers who have been working for us are going to say, you know, I have a family to feed, and I'm going to have to go and find another job. So it could drain some of the programs in anticipation of it even happening.
Both Dennis Kaufman with Legal Services and Mason Kaufman with Meals on Wheels are optimistic that Congress will step in and restore most, if not all, of Trump's proposed cuts. Scott Willis, WAER News.